finally been appointed the assistant coach to Burgess Sinclair for the Trinidad-Tobago team that is preparing for the final qualifying round of the 2006 World Cup. David Naki, the first question to you is, why at this stage do you want to be an assistant coach for Trinidad-Tobago football?
Well, Andrew, I think there's no better time. I mean, we're in the final round, you know, trying to get to the World Cup, something that has eluded us. And it's no better time. I've been a coach player here for the last 6 months. And, you know, it was always, of course, my hope to go in this direction. And, of course, it's no better time. You know, I've seen a couple of recent games of the team. And I know I could contribute to the improvement of the team and possibly trying to get us to Germany in 2006.
David, when was the decision taken? I mean, in all honesty, when was it decided that you would return as assistant coach?
Well, we've had some preliminary talks when I came home for my mom's funeral. I met with the technical staff, with Coach Sinclair and Richard Buffett. And as far back as 3 months ago, I had President Jack Warner was traveling in this part of the world, we had some discussions about it. And as soon as they qualified, he called me again, and the manager called, and it was decided that it would be the best time.
David, people will say you have not always had the best relationship with Jack Warner. So why do you take on this job, which on paper could either be good or could be bad?
Why you would say it would be bad?
Well, I say it could be bad if Trinidad-Tobago don't qualify for the next round, obviously, and they don't make it past this next round, then the tendency is for most teams to get rid of both the coach and the assistant coach.
Well, I'm not too worried about this, you know, being got rid of. I'm more interested in working to get us there. You know, I've never been one to, you know, to be a, I've never been a pessimist. I'm optimistic that we could do some good work. And that's football. We get there or not, you know, it will be by the grace of God in the end. But, you know, I think definitely we need to bring the best people on board. And, you know, I think there's a realistic chance that we could make it. As far as my relationship, I've never had a bad relationship with Jack Warner as far as football is concerned. And that's funny enough. We've always said that, you know, we've never had a problem football-wise. And as a matter of fact, right now, there's no problem between us at all. I think that is one of the good things about Jack Warner, is that his ability to, especially now, to realize, to bring the best people on board and to put things in the past, and so have I. I have nothing. And as a matter of fact, my relationship with him right now is the best it's ever been. And I think everybody needs to put things what happened in the past now and work together to try and get Trinidad to Germany.
Dave, what will be your first task when you come home?
Of course, to meet with the players, to see the players, to see the team training. And I had a really good chance to see them against Mexico. That was their last time. And I've been following their progress. And or lack of it. And I think it will be a good time to see them now, see them in training, see their work ethic, see what kind of talent we have. And basically just discuss things with the manager and the technical staff.
Dave, a lot of people were disappointed in Trinidad-Tobago's last game, which I know you didn't see, obviously. Trinidad-Tobago's last game, where they only defeated St. Vincent by 2-1 when they came from behind. What can you tell the public? I mean, the public was very disappointed in that performance. In fact, it was openly mentioned in the newspaper by many football experts that the performance was disappointing. How can you encourage the public now to come back to support this team?
Well, I don't think we reached a stage where I think you know, the public will come and, you know, to support the team. I mean, in the final six teams of CONCACAF. So it's an exciting time for both the team and the public. So I think we're going to get the support. But, of course, you have to earn that too, you know. We have to play, you know, good football. And I understand that it was not the best performance. And I'm going to come take a look at the game, see a tape of the game, and look at the players now. But we have to look forward, not back. The game has been played. It's been won in the final six. Now we have to try and devise a plan on how to get to make the best use of the talents we have to get to the World Cup.
And what about David Nackett's family in Lebanon? I mean, what are the plans like, David, for you to reallocate to Trinidad?
Well, I'm going to come now for a week. I'm going to look at things there. And then, you know, take things one step at a time after.
Okay, so the initial plan is for a week, and then you will decide when you will come back full time. No date as yet, or?
No date as yet. I'm a coach player of a team here. And, you know, anyway, we have right now an international calendar. And I spoke with the president of our club. And we're going to see how we can work things out.
People will ask, what is David Naki's coaching credentials?
My coaching credentials? Well, you know, not only I played 7 years in Europe, first division, you know, not in the lower divisions.
We know that, I mean, you have a lot of football experience. Why coaching? Why David Naki into coaching?
Well, it's a logical progression from, you know, I've been playing professional football now for 16 years. And there's a logical progression. I had my school since 1995. And I've always seen it as a logical progression from how I used to play the game to trying to become to being a coach. And why, you know, of course, I think that's the best thing that I could have done. I was coming to the end of my career.
So, Dave, I mean, this is a tough question. No chance. I mean, people in Trinidad and Tobago like me want David Nackett in the midfield. No chance?
The first thing now...
All right, go ahead.
The first thing now is to come back and take a look at the team and meet with the different people involved. And then we take it one step at a time.
Dave, your time with Trinidad and Tobago football, you've seen the development. Honestly, you feel this Trinidad and Tobago team, what are our chances of making it to the next round, to the final round?
Well, we have a good chance as any. You know, we reach the last six. Three will automatically go, and the fourth has a chance to play against the team from Asia. So we have a pretty good chance. I mean, buying 1989, I think, is probably the best chance. And as far as how things are set up, I remember 1999 was probably the weakest CONCACAF has ever been, and that was probably our best chance. So nowadays, it's a realistic chance. We have to try and make use of it.
There's some people say in football, teamwork is more important than individual skill. Your thoughts?
Well, of course. It's 11 players on a field, you know, and... you have to try and get that collective to work. I mean, how many times you see a player go past five and score? You know, you see it once in a blue moon, especially at the international level. So definitely the collective is what takes priority. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people not understanding that.
Trinidad in particular,
the world in general. But, you know, the most people don't understand football and what it takes to bring out the collective best of 11 people on the field at one time is the most difficult thing to accomplish. And you know, unfortunately, we don't seem to understand or appreciate that, you know. And in my time, especially playing with Trinidad and working with Trinidad, I try to stress the collective, and I think it was some of the best football that we have seen. The public had seen collectively our collective effort that we used to give.
What about the midfield, David? That is that right now in Trinidad and Tobago. I know you have seen some. You saw the Mexico game, but Trinidad and Tobago midfield has been heavily criticized recently because people are saying we don't have any creative players. How important is the midfield?
Midfield is everything. Midfield is everything to a team. And once you lack that creativity and people the ability to make the players around them better, you're going to have problems, especially at this level. And that's one of the things that we probably will be working on and seeing how we can put together a midfield unit that could really get the team going.
David, what's your thought on overseas players and local players? Or do you see differences? Do you see different roles? I mean, what's your thoughts?
I've always had the same thought about that when I used to come back as captain. And so, for me, the best players play. I give no priority to overseas players over local players, over players in college, over players in high school. For me, the best players should play. And we've reached a point where, you know, the talent is most important. You know, we have a lot of players playing in lower leagues, and so even though it's professional, you know, it's lower leagues, and it's not that big difference between the league in Trinidad probably and the leagues that some of these guys are playing in. So I give no priority to